This is the last session of today's conference, and the first good message is that there will be no German presentation. There will be only three presentations by three panelists. I understand some of the panelists...
Wait for about 3-4 minutes for the first panelist, because he's here.
Okay. Shall we need a break?
Not a break.
Everybody's in place, okay. We are missing one of the panelists. So, welcome again. And we have three, as I said, we have three panelists. Some of them already appeared during the discussion before, at the beginning of the day. The sequence of presentations for today and the title of this panel is A Place of Russian Gas in the Internal Market of European Union. The first presentation will be by Agata Woskot-Strahota, which is a prominent member of the Center for Eastern Studies, and her last achievement was knocking down the European Commission when presenting the study by the Center about the Gazprom presence in Europe. The second panelist will be Mr. Andris Sprutz, which is from the Latvian Institute of International Affairs. I understand it will be not a presentation, but just a speech.
I have a second chance.
For those who are not familiar with the foundation habits, it's just what we do when we see these things, we just ignore it. Okay? As I said, Mr. Andris Sprutz from the Latvian Institute of International Affairs. I understand it will be not a presentation, but just a speech.
Just a speech.
Within
presentation.
Aha. Okay, even better. Thank you. And the last presentation, the third one, will be by Mr. Jean-Arnold Vinois, who is from the DigiTren.
Yes.
And also is a member, is an advisor to the European Union of Industrialists.
No,
is that correct?
In the past.
It was in the past, okay. Now he's a member of the union, and I understand you rule this, you govern this unit, which is for energy security and energy policy in the United in the European Union. Okay, then. So, if there is no objection, I would like just to pass the floor to Ms. Agata Woskot-Strahota with her presentation.